up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a Critical Care Pharmacy podcast. This is episode 206. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about gabapentin and the link to postoperative respiratory failure, answer the drug information question, can IV labetalol be continued after the 300 milligram maximum has been reached, and share a resource for building a smart pump drug library. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode206. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The article for this episode is Multimodal Analgesic Therapy with Gabapentin and Its Association with Postoperative Respiratory Depression. The lead author is Alexandra Cavalcante, and it was published in Anesthesia and Analgesia, July 2017. Gabapentin is commonly used preoperatively as part of a multimodal analgesic strategy to lower the use of opioids in the postoperative period. The hope is that less opioid use will lead to a lower incidence of opioid-related adverse effects, such as respiratory failure. However, gabapentin is a CNS depressant, and it may also contribute to the incidence of postoperative respiratory failure. The authors of this study sought to determine whether gabapentin was associated with respiratory depression during phase 1 post-anesthesia recovery after major laparoscopic procedures. The study was a retrospective review of over 8,000 patients who underwent major laparoscopic procedures lasting at least 90 minutes. Multivariable and propensity score matched analyses were performed to assess potential associations between preoperative gabapentin use and postoperative respiratory depression. Postoperative respiratory depression occurred in 15% of cases. In multivariable analysis, gabapentin was associated with respiratory depression with an odds ratio of 1.47. These results remained statistically significant in a subgroup of patients who did not have analgesia supplemented by intrathecal opioids. Elderly patients were at higher risk of respiratory depression. Patients who experienced respiratory depression had statistically significant increased rates of admission to a higher level of care in the postoperative period. The authors concluded the use of gabapentin is associated with increased rates of respiratory depression among patients undergoing laparoscopic surgery. When gabapentinoids are included in multimodal analgesic regimens, intraoperative opioids must be reduced, and increased vigilance for respiratory depression may be warranted, especially in elderly patients. This is a single-center retrospective study, which cannot prove causality. More evidence is needed before deciding to remove gabapentin from multimodal perioperative analgesia regimens. I do think it's reasonable, based on this data, to consider empirically reducing opioid doses in elderly patients also receiving gabapentin, given the potential association with respiratory depression. The drug information question for this episode is, can IV labetalol be continued after the 300 milligram maximum has been reached? My answer is, if necessary and with extra monitoring. Prescribing information for IV labetalol lists a maximum dose of 300 milligrams without any explanation of how or why this maximum dose was set. In most patients, hypertension should be controlled after this dose is reached, and the patient can be transitioned to another antihypertensive. However, some patients have refractory hypertension where continued administration of labetalol may be the only option. In this case, when no better options exist, labetalol has been continued. Labetalol has a half-life of about 6 hours, which is long for an IV antihypertensive. Use beyond 300 milligrams carries a risk of prolonged hypotension and or bradycardia. Be vigilant for hypotension and bradycardia with higher doses of labetalol and ensure that treatment such as glucagon or high-dose insulin therapy can be initiated immediately if necessary. The resource for this episode is the Institute of Safe Medication Practices Guide to Building a Smart Infusion System Drug Library. This guide covers the design, configuration, testing, and go-live phases of smart pump implementation. If you have or are implementing smart pumps at your facility, review this guide against the process being implemented by the pump manufacturer to ensure maximum safety. You can get a link direct to this guide at the bottom of the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode 260. My Critical Care Pharmacy Academy is where I help hospital-based pharmacists and residents take their critical care skills to the next level. If you've been considering whether the Academy is right for you, I've arranged a brief trial period where you can get full Academy access for just $1. You can access the trial by heading over to pharmacyjoe.com/trial. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.